Last time on our Sparks Ignited, Nicholas was taken over by Emrakul, but the team came together to save him and rip that Eldrazi goo right out of our boy. Now we join Nicholas on Kamigawa as he's recovering from becoming an angel and, you know, getting blood again. That's great.
Welcome to our Sparks Ignited, an interstitial actual play set in the Magic the Gathering multiverse. My name is Waffle, pronouns they, them, and I will be your GM.
I'm Tanner Vogelsang, pronouns they, them, and I am playing Zepha, using the familiar playbook.
Hi, my name is Charles, pronouns he, him, and I am playing Una, using the knucklehead playbook.
I'm Lafayette Tarapong, I use they, them pronouns. I play Teapot, playing the displaced playbook.
Hi, I'm Sid, pronouns she, they. I'm playing Niklas, the bound playbook.
Hey, Nicholas, you have been... It's been a bit since the fight. You've been kind of in and out of consciousness as your body recovers and adapts to, you know, being a McFucking angel now.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's having to learn how to be a stomach sleeper now.
Oh, God. Oh, my goodness.
You know?
Yeah. If you lie on your side, you just get one wing tucked under, then it's all crooked.
Yeah. Well, and they're still kind of growing in. They're a little vestigial still. He can do things like hold them over himself to cover himself in the rain. Theoretically, he could do that, but he probably can't fly.
I'm glad to hear that, babe, because at first I was just thinking little chicken wing sized wings.
They're like, that big so far, but they're like, he's still got like pin feathers all crooked and shit like that. He's got like awkward teenager bird wings.
Oh my goodness, baby. Yeah. Baby child, baby, little man, baby. Oh my goodness.
Little twink wings.
Him, baby.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Literal actual cherub.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And as you wake up one time and you are alone in the room except for Soren, who is just sitting in a chair near your bed.
Oh.
Nicholas, you're awake.
Good. Morning?
He looks out of the window. It's about mid-afternoon.
Cool.
Good afternoon, Nicholas. I just got here. It's good to see that I caught you at the right time. What does Nicholas see that easily disproves that Soren did not, in fact, just get here?
Ooh, okay. Okay, really quick question. Do Innistrad vampires, can they still eat like normal shit, or are they blood only?
I think they can eat normal shit. It just doesn't do much for them.
Right. Okay. Okay. No, we'll get a little gross with it. There's like a coffee cup full of blood next to him, but it's coagulated. And there's also a ring underneath it, so you can see that he's like been drinking it and setting it down repeatedly.
Okay.
And it's been there long enough that it's gotten cold.
All right. He does not acknowledge it, but Nicholas can piss as he wish.
Yeah. I feel like his like sense of smell, his senses have sharpened a little bit. So it's probably not something that he would have noticed before, but he can smell it now. And he's like, so he looks over and sees it. Looks back. I'm glad that you just got here.
Yes.
Sorry I haven't been awake at all.
From what I heard, it was a very trying time.
I don't remember a lot of it, which I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I mean, I've heard people have told me what happened, including all of the murder that I did. Sorry, by the way.
About the villagers?
Yeah.
It's just like this. Something else would have attacked them. It wasn't in my territory, so...
Okay. Pragmatic. So, what brings you all the way over here to Kamigawa?
Well, Tamiya said you were hurt, and I Sasha asked me to check in on you to make sure you were doing all right, since she does apologize for stabbing you through the stomach and throwing you to the ground while in midair.
I hear it looked sick as fuck. So
I imagine it did.
I mean, I'm just glad that she's actually, you know, whatever Audric is teaching her, it's working. So my kid sister is actually badass now. So that's honestly, it puts me at ease, very much so.
She takes a lot after her brother, I see.
And Niklas looks a little, like, perplexed.
You've fought Phyrexians.
Oh, yeah.
You've managed to free one of them, and you overcame an Eldrazi that even Tamiya was taken over by before.
Oh. I had never heard that, actually.
You are a very impressive man.
Niklas blushes deeply. And he still has dark rings underneath his eyes, and that's probably never going to go away. But his cheeks are a little fuller, and his skin is less pale. Yes. He looks like he's gotten a few good meals in. He finally doesn't look like he's starving. Thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome. It's good. I am glad that I'm glad that you're still here purely as the Lord of Innistrad and as one of my subjects. And of course, nothing else. And I came to check on you and sit by your bedside. And I mean, just get here.
Just got here.
Yes, and he's like, he's that ashen motherfucker, but his cheeks are starting to get a little darker as he's talking over himself.
So Niklas has been stomach sleeping this whole time because, you know, as discussed, his wings are growing in still. And so he kind of like turns around and sits up. And he's got like bandages and stuff like that, but he's also shirtless, you know, because his wings are still growing in, right?
Yeah.
And you can see his like top surgery scars, which are shockingly good, despite the fact that, you know, Solomon the Stitcher is the one who did it.
Hey, stitchers do incredibly good work. It's just grisly work.
Big ups to Solomon. And he kind of like leans back on one of his arms. He's like, oh, purely is the Lord of Innistrad, huh?
Are you trying to get something out of him?
I'm maybe trying to needle him
a little
bit. Is Niklas
feeling a little saucy?
Niklas is feeling a little saucy. He almost just died.
I'm going to, if you to like see what he is feeling like, you can do a deep dive. If you want to get him flustered or maybe to like say something to you, you can roll convince. They are both hard, though, so.
I'm going to roll convince, I think. I was sitting here and I was like, oh no! I didn't do it! And then I remembered that all of my stats are different now. So yes, I did. And that's a 7.
All right. So on a 7 to 9, they'll need some... He'll do it, but he'll need some clear assurance or evidence first, so... I think he'll say that he likes you, but he doesn't want to be the one to take the first step.
Okay, cool. He's sitting, like, right next to the bedside, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then, in that case, Niklas is going to reach out and touch his hand.
He will put his other hand on top of yours. As Soren, I am glad you are all right, Niklas. You mean a lot to me.
You come to mean a lot to me as well.
Would you like to take a walk in the garden? Are you feeling up to it?
Yeah. Tamia said that I should try to move around as much as I can. It's just, you know, I haven't really had the chance yet. But, give me a second. Hang on. Someone left me like a cloak thing with slits in. So let me just turn around if you don't mind. And I'm just going to.
Of course, I wouldn't want to see anything indecent.
And he nothing indecent here. Yeah.
Stands up and looks out the window. Wow.
Niklas is going to get his like. And he gets his. Actually, no, I'm going to make this decision. He's trying to put his shirt on and it gets completely stuck, like on his wings. He's like, okay, I'm going to admit I'm not used to this yet. I might need a little help.
Are you sure? I wouldn't want to, you know, see you improper.
No, no, my wings are fully stuck and I don't think I can move. Okay. So, and I don't want to rip any stitches. Can you just help me maneuver through this?
Yeah, you feel him. So is it like when you're putting the shirt on over your head, the wings are just stuck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
Like he's got it mostly over. It's just that he's having a hard time getting the wings through the slits.
All right. So you feel Soren's hands on your wings as he tries to maneuver them through the slits. You feel like one just pop out.
That's oh, okay.
Then he puts one hand on your side and another hand adjusting your other wing. And then mm-hmm. you feel it pop out and your shirt gets pulled over your head. So you look like a normal functional human being.
Yeah. This is thank you. And again, he flushes. So can you give me a tour of some kind? I don't know how much time you spend here, but I have no idea where I am.
How about we get lost together then? He holds out his hand for you to take it.
I take his hand.
All right. And then the two of you will walk out of the hospital room looking for somewhere to walk.
Can I roll a link?
Yeah, of course.
I'm trying to decide if I want to go for a heart link again or if I want to go for a light link this time. Go for a heart link, I think.
All right.
Because he feels like Soren is the key to making himself a better person. He feels like he's learning something through Soren.
All right.
About being a better person or loving himself more. That's an 8, so yes, I do.
All right.
I do that.
You get your heart link with Soren.
Yay.
Hell yeah. All right. And I think we're going to switch on over to Una right now.
Yes.
I'm assuming after their little walk, Soren's going to drop Niklas back off at his room.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So Una is not going to say a single solitary thing to Soren there. She's just going to be sitting there with a parcel on her lap in the same chair that he was sitting in.
Next to the congealed blood glass.
It will be gone because she couldn't stand the smell and she would just like, oh, that needs to go away. And she just disposed of it there because who needs old blood? Like, even in her wildest dreams there, no one needs old blood. Like, at most, you're going to want fresh, happy, young blood there. But old blood, no. No, 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 no. That glass is just gone, and she's just sitting there, waiting patiently there with a parcel on her lap.
Oh, Una.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's really good to see you.
It is excellent to see you as well. I have shirts for you.
You do? Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
I had them custom made.
Oh, Una, that's so nice. Thank you.
They'll have slits down the back, and there'll be little buttons under where the, so that she can, that he can button up to where the wings are, and they will all have something on the chest, which I think is gonna look really cool on it.
Oh my goodness, we get art. Oh, that's art, cool art, looking.
Art. Oh yeah, that's fucking sick.
Yes, I thought that, you know, given your situation, that you would probably need more shirts, so I had some made. I hope you like them.
Thank you very much. I do. I really do. Yeah, I've been having problems with the buttons in the back are really, really nice, because I've been having problems with getting just like, well,
yes, I
Soren and looks away.
Getting decent. Yes,
yep. I keep getting stuck.
Yes, that's what I was thinking, that might be an issue. So I that's why I told the seamstress to engineer these, and they were very accommodating with that. So
yeah, yes. No, this is incredible. Thank you.
And the patch is just my name. They needed something for that, so I just had that put there.
Aww, Una, that's really sweet. Thank you.
It's nothing. I can have some with your name translated to Kamigawan if you'd like as well.
Oh yeah, that would be incredible.
I'll have that made. I was wondering if I could speak to you in private, if that's all right.
Of course.
Yeah.
Nicholas, I suppose I'll be going back to Innistrad for now. I have matters to need to attend to, but if you ever want to get in contact with me, you know how to.
Of course. Tell my sister that I'm doing very well indeed, and I'm well taken care of. And he kind of puts a hand on Una's shoulder.
Consider it done. And as he's stepping out of the door, you see the planeswalker simple appears, and he just walks away to Innistrad.
I will never be comfortable around that man.
It's a bit of a learning curve. Yeah, I get that.
No, you, please, you.
Oh, no, I just wanted to ask how you've been. It's your first time home for a while.
It is a lot. It is a lot. It's not recognizable, I will be quite honest. It's it is no longer home. That is all right. Mm-hmm. Things change, and so must we. But it is not truly home anymore, but some things stay the same. They still do excellent silk work.
Yeah, no, it's very, very impressive. Here, let's sit down. I think I overexerted myself a little.
Of course. I'm assuming the wings are quite a thing to be used to there.
Yeah, I keep knocking into things. It's a little awkward, but I've been trying to, you know, use them, and they don't work quite yet, but I'll get there.
Yeah, I'm certain that you will. You're very adaptable.
So, what's up?
I was wondering what you remembered of Hanweir.
To be honest, not a lot. It's mostly just feelings. I remember feeling triumphant and then afraid. And then angry, then angrier, and then really, really afraid. And then, well, and then I was me again. That's about it.
Of course. I'm sure that the details will all shake out in time, but there is something you must know. I was... At this point, she is going to literally get down on the ground and like literally put her forehead on the ground in front of Niklas. And she's like, I nearly took your life without... I know I did not have a chance to consult with you, but I have no idea if that would have been your wish. I assumed on your behalf, and I nearly made a terrible mistake there and took you from us. And I beg your forgiveness, because I don't... And I'm just so sorry. I should have had more faith. I should have had a rope, but I nearly took your head, and I'm so, so sorry. Please forgive me.
Niklas is going to sit there silently for, like, maybe 2 seconds. And then he reaches down and kind of puts his hand underneath your chin, just to lift it up so that you're looking him in the eye. And he says, in your shoes, I would have done the same thing. And I know why you feel the way that you do. I really do. And I can't lie. I'm happy you didn't, but you and I, more so than the others, I think, we've lived through war. And we know that sometimes you have to make those decisions. And we know that there are things worse than death. And that would have been one of them.
It gladdens my heart to hear that. But I do not know what I would have done if I had to do that. I've done such hard and dark things. I had hoped that to go to such a place was behind me. But it wasn't. It was not, and I did not want to lose you. I'm glad that it would have been okay, but I'm glad I did not have to lose you, because I want you here, and I did not want that on my heart.
Yeah. It might be selfish of me to say this, but I would rather that it was you than anyone else. Because, I mean...
Sorry, I dropped out again there. Can you say that again?
Yeah. Oh, I said, I would... It might be selfish, but if it had to have happened, I would have rather that it was you than anyone else. Because, well, I mean, it's like I said, you understand.
Okay. I understand. I do.
And, yeah. But also, please don't. We both almost just made the biggest mistakes of our lives. And I think that maybe we can find it in our hearts to forgive each other, and then maybe we have a little bit left over to forgive ourselves.
That sounds like a plan.
If I can forgive you, then you can forgive you, right?
You are the one who I nearly decapitated, so that makes sense.
Yeah, well, you know, it in reality, the only person who actually stabbed me was my sister. And honestly, she has a right to do so. So, and as I understand, it looked sick as hell, so...
I have to concur. It did look sick as hell.
Hell yes.
In the horror of the moment, I was horrified there, but in the back of my mind, I knew that looked sick as fuck.
He's going to pull you into a hug.
She will return it with great fervor. Like, those guns are good for something there, and they're dang good for hugging.
Fuck yes. God, an Una hug sounds so good.
Just like, it's like a really, really well-adjusted seatbelt here. Just whoosh, mm-hmm. And just holds you there. And there's no letting go until she says so. So, yeah.
Yeah, no. And he'll keep that hug up. Let me roll a link, perhaps.
Sure.
I think that we're going to try for a mastery link.
Cool.
10, baby.
All right. So you get that and your link move triggers. Let's see.
I don't think I have anything that I really care about right now.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I don't want to lose any links. I don't have enough to lose any links just yet.
Right.
Okay. And as he's hugging you, he says, "And I think that we're going to keep getting better together, both of us.
Multiverse won't be able to stop us."
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, that needed to happen. I'm very glad that happened.
Yeah.
Oh. So, what do you think of this Kamigawa? I'm no expert in it, obviously, but what do you think of it so far?
Well, obviously, I haven't seen a lot of it. The only bits of it that I've managed to see so far are, like, the bits that, I don't know, we tried to go to the gardens, but Sorden couldn't find them, and I couldn't find them. Do you know he has a really bad sense of direction? Our asses both got so incredibly lost.
That seems like it could be a problem very, very fast.
Yeah. You've had some time to be here. Is there anything you want to go see?
Well, when you said gardens, did you mean the palatial gardens?
I think that's what we were trying to find. Are we in the palace? I think we're in the palace. Yeah, where the fuck are we?
That is a good point. I didn't think we were in the palace.
We're in Otawara, like in one of the hospitals there. Yes, you look around and you're starting to think maybe Soren didn't actually look like planeswalked right into the hospital because you don't see any fucking gardens.
Sick.
Not to walk into at least.
Yeah, I have no idea where we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, well, we are in Otawara, the soaring city, so we are in the clouds. But yeah, if you are wanting to visit the palatial gardens, there is I have found that there are there's a robust transit system in the city, believe it or not, and yeah, we could get there without too much trouble. There, it's open to the public.
Okay, I mean, listen, you're as long ago as it was, you're the expert here, so.
Yes, Igonjo has gone through a lot of changes there, but it is still where I remember it there, and it still is wonderful. So, I will show you if you're ready there. I know that you were just on a walk there. If you're too tired, that's all right as well.
No. Especially if we're going to be sitting down for a while, like if we're getting transportation there, I'll be fine.
Of course. Let's get one of those shirts on there and follow me. And there's specifically a red one, a white one, and a black one, because those are the three colors that really just lifts Una's head. So
I love that. He'll take the white one.
Awesome. So she'll just like I would assume that there'd be like some sort of like magical floating trolley from Otawara to like the rest of the Kamigawa. That's canon now.
They're like so definitely vehicles, so there's probably a light rail that connects mm-hmm. to it, the city a few times a day, or keeps the city connect. Just because it's flying doesn't mean it moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So yeah, we'll just take that to the palatial gardens there, and I just have this. I'm getting friggin' Spirited Away in my head. They're just sort of like have a. The two of them sitting across from like literal actual no face or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just sort of sitting there very pointedly, not clenching her fists and just sitting quietly.
Yeah. And one thing you notice about Niklas is that he's actually like the last time that you saw him when he was Emrakulas, so aptly called him, he was like really weirdly calm, and he still kind of has that weird calm around him.
Oh god, like, Emrakul never left. You need to kill him.
Ah! Una was right the whole time.
Just pulls out episode eyes, shing!
Shing! But he's not the same uptight dude that you necessarily remember.
So, which is gonna be like a real, because Una will be the not obvious, but sort of obvious, or kind of ball of nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Niklas is sort of calm and serene. They're like.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good look for you.
Really? Yeah, I mean, it's a nice shirt. Thank you. The style is really cool.
Yes, that is not what I meant.
Well, what do you mean?
You seem the only words for it are more at peace.
Yeah, I guess not having, you know, an abomination inside has, I don't know, there's less for me to be worried about, I suppose. I mean,
there's still things to worry about. Oh, well, yes, I know.
Yeah, but I the worst case scenario already happened. So, by all rights, I should be dead. Which means that anything I get from now on is just a bonus, you know?
I disagree on that. Anything you get from now is what you are owed.
Aw. Charles, that's really sweet. I like that.
Sometimes the improvisation is good for me.
They're fucking sick.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh yay! I like that. Sorry, scratching. Okay.
And he kind of leans over at Una and just under his breath says, "Are you okay? Is there anything?"
The new Kamigawa is an adjustment period. I'm fine.
Hmm.
I know that everything is fine. I am just in my own head right now. Hmm. And I am in my own head right now, and I will be fine. That's sort of a lie. It's not a lie. It's that it's still an adjustment period there. And yes, internally I am freaking out about a lot of things. Of course. Sorry, it's just, I know I was speaking with Seifa about the things going on said there, and I do not want to be doing the same thing she was with internalizing things, so I am getting it out. I am getting it out. I am taking my own advice. I am internally freaking out. I'm staying calm. Mm-hmm. Everyone on this train is fine. I have no problem with them. At the end of the day, I have no problem with them. It is just an adjustment period, and it is my problem.
Do you mind if I, and he kind of, or actually, no, we're gonna do some wing bullshit. He reaches out his wing as he's sitting next to you and kind of gives you a little wing hug.
Aww.
We're here together.
Yes. Yes, we are here together. Ooh, thank you. Sometimes I need to be grounded.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny because, you know, we're flying, you know?
We are flying.
Grounded.
Oh.
Get it.
Yes. I do not think I have a well-adjusted sense of humor. I will see what I have to do about that.
Work on it. We'll work on it. You'll have to hang out with my sister more. She's the one with the quick tongue.
Sid, don't make me be funny. What the fuck?
Sorry. Here's the thing though, is that how good a sense of humor do you think that Niklas has? Like how like fucked up and weird must the Innistrad sense of humor be? So like,
oh, it's black as pitch humor. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, so like it's not like puns and shit.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe that there's no dead babies in that repertoire there, even if they're not pulled out. There's got to be at least one dead baby joke in there.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, to be fair, Una comes from like the period of Kamigawa where they would also just have pitch black humor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is... Well, see, that's the thing. She'd be like, there's no time for jokes. Now is the time to focus on the battle. When she was at her worst. So.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She would be completely humorless there during the Kami War for sure. It's only now that she's finally loosening up there that she's even getting the concept of, oh yeah, laughing is not a bad thing anymore. It's okay to be joyful there, even when things are bad.
Yeah.
What do you mean laughing isn't all that happens? Only happens when someone finally snaps under the pressure.
Oh yeah, because yeah, if you've completely cracked there and you're laughing to hide the madness there, and it's not doing a very good job, yeah, that's the only time that you really laugh there with a genuine humor. So yeah,
that's, oh my god. So when Una was using her memories of Niklas to push through, and her memory was her and Niklas laughing, it was probably something like unhinged, like. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Probably something to do with like, oh, you know, they were, I don't know, like carrying an entire thing of something dangerous and dropped it, mm-hmm. and it got all over everywhere. And they were both just like crying hysterically about like, oh God, we're going to have to clean this up. This is terrible.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I love that.
Like one of those moments.
Like, and just like, it goes all over Una there, and she just looks like something out of a Marx Brothers movie.
Yes, exactly.
And yeah, just bursting out laughing. Oh yeah, no, I like that. I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's really good.
I'm just reading up on Tawashi, and the tree besiegers extra as fuck. So they started building skyscrapers, and besiegers like, no, I am not having any of that. And it just grows taller than any building.
Yeah.
That which endures, baby.
Yep.
That's fucking sick.
Mm. That's I love that.
Neon Dynasty is such a good aesthetic.
It's so fucking sick. It's so fucking sick.
I'm so glad they brought Kamigawa back. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's just such a good setting there. And then they made it so much better. Like, yeah, it's like, yeah. Jumping 1200 years in the future, just friggin' brilliant. I loved it. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I say, it's a good time for, like, next stop, Iganjo Castle.
Yes, perfect.
Oh, I thought you already got it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, I, yeah, because, sorry, Una was staring no face in the no face and freaking out. That was what was going on there.
Yeah, that just makes it.
Yeah, let's face it. Spirits are still trauma triggers for her, even though she's kind of mentally getting over it. So
that was,
it's a trauma trigger.
Yes,
that's just what's gonna happen.
She hasn't found the plan with therapy on it yet.
So. Nope.
Yeah.
Is there a plan with therapy? I don't think so.
God, not that I can think of. Probably Ravnica, but it's probably like fucked up therapy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And now I want to create a card called Goblin Therapist now.
Yes!
I have no idea how it would actually work, but just Goblin Therapist is such an evocative, top-down name. I'll think of something. I'll think of something.
At least you're not dead.
Exactly.
All you can say is, I'm not going to die, not today.
Mm. Yeah, no, like, intellectually, the way that I always think about it is that intellectually, Una's fine, but, like, all of a sudden, she sees a spirit, and then her brain just goes, initiate subprogram alpha.
Subheading, kill.
Exactly. That's exactly what it feels like. You're just like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. They get off at, like, Anjo Castle there in the... And there's going to be, like, palatial gardens there this way in Kamigawan. But, I forget how language works for planeswalkers.
I think it's basically Rosetta Stone.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, this way. No one's going to say anything about the wings, so no worries.
Really? Are there angels here?
No, but there are all manner of creatures. So, a human-looking person with wings will not cause comment.
Oh.
As you're walking by someone also with wings, but, like, obviously cybernetic prosthetics.
It's
like,
sick.
Fucking sick mods, bro! How did you get the feathers to look like that?
I died. It was sick.
Oh, shit. Are you, like, with the Reckoners or something?
No, like, I died.
Oh.
How come your wings are like metal and they move?
I got some cyberware put in.
Excuse me? Some what now?
machines? prosthetics? Like
electric metal that does things.
They're linked to my nervous system, so they're all chrome, but I can just move them just by flexing or thinking about them.
Niklas's jaw is, like, on the ground, just like, you can do that?
Oh, yeah, bro. Just go down into Tawashi, and there's plenty of chop shops that would be able to set you up with some chrome.
Yeah, I think I'm good. Thanks, though.
All right. You're lost. And
Una will bow and be like, thank you very much for the advice and information.
Niklas also, like, a second behind bows, just like, yeah, I probably should.
He's a little weirded out by, like, just these two people bowing to him. He's not quite used to that. But he, like, just gives you a wave and, have fun at the palace. And he was going into the palace, but he turns around and walks the other way.
It's like, Una.
Yes.
Are there a lot of machines?
There are a lot of machines. Think of it this way. What a Simic biomancer can do with flesh... Pretty much they can do with machines. It's...
Damn.
Think about Hebisuraisu on... I believe the word is steroids? It's a new word that I've learned here as well.
Ah.
With a lot of power, we'll say.
Wow.
It is another baffling thing about it there, about this place there. I'm learning to adjust, but it is an adjustment.
Yeah. I mean, it looks... I don't know. I guess the only other metal people I've ever seen were, you know.
I know. That is not the case here. It's voluntary and as benign as any other machine. But yes, it is interesting.
And as y'all go into the palace, you do in fact see... It's been a few months since the uprising in the Neon Dynasty take place, but you do still see like people repairing parts of the castle. And you do see some people in mechs in high up places where you normally wouldn't be able to get to safely.
Ah, yes, the giant palatable metal men. That is another adjustment there, even after I learned of the whole concept of moving machines in Kamigawa. It's... my home is so, so different.
And it wasn't like this last time you were here.
No, I was here literally over a millennia ago.
How did that happen?
I'm not sure of the exact mechanics. It was part of what ignited my spark. Forward in time, so guess I was cast into the future, and now I don't really... Well, other than our home, don't really have a home, so I suppose that I've heard you can't go home again. It truly applies for me.
Yeah. Wow. It's... I'm trying to even imagine a millennia. That's... Hey, I'm... I don't know if this is what you want, but I'm really sorry that you're having to go through this.
I appreciate that. It's, well, obviously an adjustment, but I'm doing my best. I'm actually surprised it wasn't harder because, I did. It's hard, but I am dealing. What do you think of the garden?
It's incredible. It's so warm here.
Yes, it's the castle. It's always so nice here. So it's a good place to center oneself and be more at peace.
I'm not doing this solely to upset Una, but I'd be lying if that might not be part of it. You do see a shrine to the Kami War in the garden, Una.
Oh.
Would you like to go investigate it, or are you just like, I know all about it. I do not need to know more.
She's gonna stop and sort of stare at it for a bit. They're not realizing she's staring at it.
Niklas stops, looks at her, and then kind of follows her eyeline. Says, what's Una? What's everything okay?
Oh, this is the war I fought in.
Oh.
The Kami War. It's ancient history now, but not that long ago for me.
Do you want to go look at it?
Yes. Yes, let us go look at it.
Yeah, let's go. You just let me know what you need. And there's a bench over there, and I'd be lying if I didn't want to, if I said I didn't want to sit down for a second, so that might be a great place to do it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's find a bench, and find a bench just by the monument there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a question.
Yes.
Is Una on there anywhere in any capacity?
Was Hebisu Raisu constructed before the end of the Kami War?
Yeah, it was granted to her there, like, pretty much after the war was ended. So it would have been being forged as the war was raging there, yeah.
I think it's more of an afternote. Una's more of an afternote than anything. Living weapons, like Hebisu Raisu. It's the precursor to the weapons we use now. We're forged with the intent of helping against the Kami, but after the war, no more were constructed. Was Una just a samurai, or did she have some important rank?
Well, you said it yourself there. She is the lost samurai. So yeah, that would have been something notable, but she was, yeah, basically what she was famous for was kind of after the Kami War, because she went to go fuck up Hidetsugu there and did her old Samurai Jack thing.
All right.
Well, yeah, so then would she be technically like the last, I guess,
casualty of the war?
Yeah, like the last victim of the war, like the very last casualty.
Yeah, that tracks there, yeah.
I think what you see is like a mention of you as the wielder of Hebisu Raisu, but it's like saying while most people believe she died fighting Hidetsugu, some people still think she left for lands unknown and vanished into the mists of time. No one ever saw your body or the sword ever again. So they're like, there are lands over the mountains. Maybe she was like, I'm just retiring. And you also see tapestries dealing with the Kami War itself and the fall of Lord Kanda. With like a piece of a stone carving bearing his face in like a despairing, with a despairing expression, just like carved out and set on its own like table. And you'd be able to read for his transgressions against the Kanda, Kami. Lord Kanda's immortal body was turned to stone, then shattered into a thousand still living pieces.
That makes sense.
Who's that guy?
That is Lord Kanda. A complicated man, to say the least.
Did you, like, know him?
He had noble goals. But I now know he was wrong. I now know he was wrong. That is all I wish to say at this time.
Totally, totally fair. Niklas is gonna like fix the name in his mind, and he's gonna possibly do a little research when he gets back.
As y'all go, you do see like a lot of kitsune, some Natsumi, some Well, you do see kami everywhere, but you also see some of the Aki and Kappa. And some humans, of course, but...
How are you feeling?
It is a lot. So many memories. So much to get used to again. I essentially saw a glimpse of this place and ran, so letting it actually hit me is a lot.
Yeah. And I imagine being here without really having, I guess, orders or a purpose must be strange.
I get to just be.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Let's just enjoy the garden.
It's a good idea.
It's when there's no need for it to, for me to be.
I mean, Dower.
Dower
is my middle name, so you're in good company. But tell me about these very small trees. How did they get them so small?
Well, they are cultivated, and that is something else that I know about there. I may have to take one home. They're called bonsai trees. Basically, yes, you just cultivate them to and just trim them to keep them at a certain height there, and just sort of form them and shape them as they grow. It's quite peaceful, in fact.
Kind of like raising a kid.
Not nearly as stressful, and not with nearly as many fees.
Oh, I'm sure not. Well, it looks like they've got a whole room of them. Do you mind?
Well, by all means.
Go look at bonsai trees.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes, bonsai trees are lovely.
Yes.
There's plenty of them.
Yes, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, Niklas gets super fucking, like, he really overdoes it. And he's like, I'm too tired.
Nikki is tired.
He's like, oh man, I overdid it.
Understandable. My feet are beginning to pain me as well. There should be another transit station not far from here. We should be able to get there and return to Otohara.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I don't think I told anyone where I was going, so hopefully nobody's too panicked.
I'm sure they will be fine.
They better be.
Meanwhile, I have doctors running around the hospital. Where did he go? Oh my god!
Well, fuck, we need to give him this injection before he blows up. We didn't tell him this. We didn't think he would go this far away.
He's got to take his anti-explosion medication or else it's going to be too late.
He's got to take his juice that makes your bones stop exploding.
Why did we put... That seemed like such a big oversight on our part. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm certain that, yeah, again, there's going to be, like, multiple stations around there, and we'll probably hoof it far enough there, so, yeah, we'll just go back to a station.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The light rail back from Ihanjo is significantly more crowded. Probably it's later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are we going to have to, hold on to a hand? Oh my gosh, I just had a flashback to friggin' Persona 5.
Are we going to have to... Oh my god, okay. So, Niklas is a lot of things. He's still pretty short, I think that what has to happen is Una has to grab onto the handle and Niklas has to grab onto Una's like arm. You know what I mean? One of those moves.
Oh my god. But yeah, she'll just take his hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it is all right. We will be fine. I refuse to lose you.
Okay. And he's like, I feel like my wings are enormous. Oh god. I'm taking up so much space.
And he's just, and in like reality, he's just a tiny little boy.
I'm just a baby.
I mean, he's like a good 5'4".
Yeah.
That's a totally average height for an Innistrad guy.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
What with all the fucking malnutrition.
And monsters who are like, oh my god, a tall person, let's kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it is crowded. Y'all are like next to a muscular woman with like, I know, wearing metal gloves trailing up to her elbows, and you can see like she has like one of those shirts that's a sleeveless shirt that's cut slightly armored, and you. And I know you both can see, like, colorful tattoos coming out from beneath her metal gauntlets.
Cool.
You'd probably...
Why are you making this hard?
Una, if you spent any time in the city itself getting those shirts, you'd probably recognize her as a member of the Hillzon Reckoners. Like, just from her demeanor and such, even if you don't know who she is.
Yeah. Fighting palm ninjas and all those folks, right?
Yep.
Dokuchi shadow walkers.
The same ones who allied with Hidetsugu in your time.
Right. Yeah. She ain't gonna start nothing, so there won't be nothing, but she's gonna watch her like a hawk.
All right. I think during the ride, she'll look to Niklas and look to Una. It's like, you're not from around here, are you?
What gave it away?
Well, she's dressed like an old timer. And those wings don't look like any cyberware I've ever seen.
Cyberware, that's the metal stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. No, they are not cyberware.
Mind if I ask you who hooked you up with them?
Me. Oh. I grew them myself.
Oh, they're natural. Oh my god, you're like one of those... What is it? Mountain? No. You're like that annoying kid who used to work for us.
That means basically nothing to me.
I think you go places. What? Hey, Netsy, what was that? What is the name of those planeswalkers? Yeah, those. You're like one of them planeswalkers, like our emperor was, right?
Una never got that memo. Una never got that memo.
She's not paying attention to Una right now.
So. Yeah. I'm sorry. Just
Yeah, old timer?
Emperor traveled through the plains.
Yeah, apparently like we didn't know where she was for like a good 10 years. Then she came back. Some people got killed, and then she was like, peace. And now we have a regent. You know, instead of an actual government. I could have sworn you were the Asari. You look like one of those weirdos.
The Emperor was a planeswalker?
Yeah. I mean...
I'm sorry, I gotta make this joke. Do I look blue and extremely curvy? No, I'm black and extremely buff, okay? She's a spray for a faction in Kamigawa, that's a known quantity.
She looks you up and down. I mean, I haven't seen you under that armor, so I wouldn't know how curvy you are.
Oh, golly. And they're like talking at each other over Niklas's head.
Yeah. I'm guessing you don't have a data link, do you?
Who's she talking to?
I don't know.
Either one.
Data link. Una, what's a data link?
I haven't learned everything yet.
Shit.
Yeah.
She just has this, like, smirk on her face as she's looking at the two of you. I don't know if she's taller than Una, but she's at least the same height.
You should do a roll off.
All right, 2d6.
Okay.
Higher is taller.
All right. I rolled an 8.
I rolled a 7.
Almost the same height, though.
Yes.
I imagine Una's got some height just based on the fucking fro. Gives her a couple of inches. So she's like 3 inches taller with the hair.
Yeah.
With the hair.
All right. I was just thinking, like, she's just... Una's eye level is just like right above her eye level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just enough that she has to look up to look Una in the eyes.
Ooh. Zesty. How tall is Una?
I don't think I've written it down yet.
Mm-hmm.
North of 6 feet, that's for darn sure.
All right, yeah.
Hell yeah. If you were
going to be like Una shorter than that, I was like, nope, that's bullshit. I was going to say she's 5'10 at least.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's like, I guess maybe pretend I am one of these planeswalkers. What's a data link?
It's a piece of cyber you get in your head that acts like a comms.
A comm?
Comm, oh fuck. Are all planes backwards? Like,
I mean.
Car. Does car mean anything to you?
No.
Screen?
That's
the screen?
Car is what they have on Kaladesh.
I was only on Kaladesh for like 2 minutes.
All I did was
kick some ass. And then leave. Gun? Gun? I know about guns, yeah.
All right, so let's work. Anyway, so you don't know what a phone is.
He just looks at her, just absolutely. So here's what's going through Nick Glass's brain right now. He's like, okay, Una may or may not know what any of these things are, but it's okay that I don't know because I'm an idiot from the countryside. So I'm going to go ahead and take the fall and admit that I don't know what any of these things are. So he's just like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
And she'll look to Una.
Mm-hmm.
Are you from here?
Yes.
But you don't know what a phone is.
I lived in the country for quite a long time, near the forests.
As the train is slowly coming to a stop, it is not your stop, by the way. Mm-hmm. She's going to attempt to wrap both her arms around the both of you. And pull you out of the car, like, in that I'm walking with you way.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that's... She's, like, just by instinct, Una will just sort of, like, shove her away.
Feisty.
Just a flat palm to the chest.
Ma'am, I don't know you.
I don't know you! That's my purse!
That's my purse!
You will hold out a hand to Niklas. You can call me Nari. I am part of the Hyozan Reckoners.
I am aware of your group.
Okay.
Smart for a country girl.
You learn things quickly sometimes.
Now, I could show you the nightlife of Kamigawa, or you could continue on this boring train riding. Get some sleep.
My friend is very tired. We need to return to Otawara as soon as possible.
Growing new body parts is exhausting. I'm going to admit that to you.
Well, she will pass you a piece of paper, Nicholas, mm-hmm. with her name on it and an address. Well, if you decide to be more interesting once you're awake, you can find me here.
Thanks.
Anytime, short one.
Oh, come on. I'm not that short. He says as she's, like, walking away.
Country girl. And she gives you both a little mock salute and a wink as the doors close.
What was the deal with that?
Mock salute. Okay, I'm back.
Nightlife? What's she talking about with nightlife?
They're
werewolves.
Do you know what a club is?
A club? She's talking about werewolves and stuff? I mean, I know about the life at night.
There is loud music. There is lots of drinking.
Like a pub.
Yes, but there are many parallels to a pub. We'll stay with that for now. Yes, well, perhaps later, but yes, it is a very different kind of pub.
And as night officially falls on Kamigawa, you do see the city light up with various neon colors. Advertisements come to life. You see, like, those neon signs of people dancing, that's just the sign light.
What the fuck?
Like I said, my home has changed greatly.
And the sides of buildings, like, seemingly melt away to reveal moving images on them.
What the fuck? How are they moving?
I don't know. I am still learning.
On the bright side, you now have plenty of space to move since everyone who can hear you has just slowly moved away.
Should we be participating in this nightlife?
No, there is no obligation. It is, I don't pretend to understand it, and I may never. But it is another part of this land now, so.
That's wild.
That is the word I would use, yes.
Huh. See, if you asked me what nightlife was a year ago, I would tell you that it's a year ago. The nightlife was almost all the time, you know, on account of there was no day.
Yes.
But
now it's what happens at night. It's it's the it is the nightlife.
We should go do it sometime when I'm feeling better, just to like say that we've done it. You know?
We should do it to see if there's any dangers. And if they're off the train, right?
Oh yeah, y'all are off the train in Otawara and it is much more tame, but like there are blue lights everywhere. You see some Soratami, like, in rave gear and, like, with the glowing sticks pushing past you to walk onto the train to go back down.
Yeah. Some cyber goths.
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked there because I want to make sure that Uta's not going to spit on anyone there when she spits when she says the word Hyozan Reckoners. Yeah, if the Hyozan Reckoners are still around.
And then the little robot
danger may lurk there.
The little robot just comes by to sweep, like, mop up the spit and then just zooms off.
It's a little like, machine.
It's like it's about as tall as Nicholas's ankle.
Oh my god. Oh no, it's cute.
Much has changed here. Much has changed here.
What are the Reckoners? What are you talking about? Is that a cult?
The reason yes. Okay. I will have to double check that the reason why I would want to go is to see what they're up to these days. But, did I ever tell you of the reason why my spark ignited?
No.
I was defeated by a monstrous demon named Hidetsugu. The Hyozon Reckoners were their followers, and apparently they've persisted on for the past 1,000 years.
I mean, do you think the demon's still around? If they're still around, right?
That's exactly what I'm worried about.
Would you like to do a deep dive?
Let's do a deep dive, y'all!
Well, let's roll dice in this game.
Woo!
All right.
There's actual proper dice roll there. Okay. Well, other than linking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, can I roll a link with that lady?
Yeah, of course. That's why I put a buff lady in your way, Sid.
Thanks!
Actually, I'll roll a dark link with her after I've revealed what my current role is there. So deep dive.
I'm gonna do a dark link.
Oh, my deep dive was a 5.
All right.
Oh no!
Long ago in a distant land.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't resist.
All right. So Sid, you got a dark link with?
I rolled a 7.
7? All right.
Oh, what does deep dive go off of there?
A heart. So it'll be a 7 if you didn't add your
heart. Okay. So yeah. Oh, and I just realized there. At some point, there
it's still a 6.
Yeah, I rolled a 5, so it's a 6.
All right. So what did you just realize?
Oh, I just realized that my harm clock's still at 1 out of 4.
Yeah, you can reset that. All right. Mark experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the... And her name is Nari. N-A-R-I. If you want to find out what she does, you'll have to fight her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, yeah. Golly, you gotta find out what those arms do, you know?
What do those arms do?
What them arms do, though?
Something you wish wasn't true about Hidetsugu.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think you're just going to... This would have still been around. I don't know how you'd find this out, but maybe like you are asking around how to look things up, and someone shows you a computer... And it looks like not only did you not weaken him, since you fought him, he devoured the kami he originally served to become, like, pretty much an entity of destruction and hunger. So, even though he was sealed away by Kyodai, he has a huge cult following, and he's basically a god now. So, like, you got a good blow in against him, but that either didn't stop him, that just was never enough to stop him.
I was a wasp to him.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm going to say another, give you another bitch, just, you know, for that, because that was that's just a fact of the setting.
Yeah.
You do come across some rumors that he can incarnate in, like, somewhere in the mountains, like, in a shrine off the way. So it looks like he is close to being able to come back into Kamigawa.
What'd you find out?
He's coming back.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do something about that, right?
Well, I guess I know why I came home. To finish what I started. But this time, I am going to be wise about this. I'm going to need help. And I'm going to need more power.
Yeah. This time you've got us.
And then we cut to another 1,200 years where Una's just back on and it's just like, fuck!
God damn it! And hey, yeah, let me just roll that Dark Link with Nari.
Why is everyone thinking of Dark?
That is a 9.
Damn it. I thought it was a fail, so I can't give you another link, a different link with Buff Lady. All right.
Ooh.
That is it.
A sexy link with a Buff Lady.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted, you could get your link moved to Trigger, and I'd just give you another link type. They would know you're a hero.
That's kind of cool and fun.
I like that, actually. Yeah, I could do that. So not a Dark Link then?
I think you're going to get a Mastery Link because she has the same kind of energy you had when you were starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Like that swagger. And you think if you could like teach her how to channel it and maybe not be part of the Yakuza?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She could do some really cool things.
Nice.
I like it.
I think that's sick. And now Nari is like sitting there and like in hindsight, she's like, damn, that lady was badass.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to hit up that country girl.
I mean, it's not like we're going to be hard to find, you know?
No.
I'm looking for a very tall, cool samurai lady. And also
the twink.
A twink. Motherfucker
with wings.
A twink with wings.
Other wings.
Feathery wings.
The cast is Tanner, Sid, Charles, Chell, and Lafayette. Editing and producing was done by Sid and Chell. Our music was done by Amelia, who you can find more about in our description. Our Sparks Ignited is unofficial Magic fan content permitted under the fan content policy. Magic the Gathering is property of Wizards of the Coast, LLC.